This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. Whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead him, and whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah who is unique and without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his worshipper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions, and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. Again, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and from the two of them spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty to the wombs that bore you indeed. Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. Indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray. And each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And surely, we have created many of the jinn and mankind for hell. They have hearts wherewith they understand not. They have eyes wherewith they see not. They have ears wherewith they hear not. They are like cattle, nay, even more astray. Those, they are the heedless ones. They are the heedless ones. And when we look at this particular ayat, you know, Allah is comparing people who just don't see in a spiritual level. He's comparing them to cattle. And he even says they're worse than cattle. Worse than cattle. Worse than sheep. Basically, we have to look at, you know, how are we going to be? What is going to be our attitude towards the submission that we're supposed to have as Muslims? Are we just Muslims by name, or are we by Muslims by character and behavior? Because as the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he only came to change character, to improve character. Because the Arab community was some of the worst people on the planet. Drinking, you know, all their culture was just about alcohol. Killing the female child, you know, marrying family members. It's just, they were beyond ignorant. And that's what they called the age of Jahiliya, the age of ignorance. And many of us come out of our own form of Jahiliya. And so we have to recognize that, why are we Muslim? When we have, you know, and like you hear parents say, they ask their children, and even my children were asked, you know, when did you become a Muslim for yourself? When did you become a Muslim for yourself? Because many of us were born going to church. You know, some of us didn't go to anything, didn't have any type of religion. But Allah gave us Islam. And we have to ask ourselves, when are you practicing Islam for yourself and not just to be seen? You know, we have to look at this ayat and understand that we have to have all of our faculties. We can have all of our faculties and not perceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a spiritual level, because that's the ultimate goal. The ihsan, you know, to worship Allah as if you see Him, although you can't see Him. Worship Allah as if you see Him, you know, again, even though you will not be able to see Allah. We have to work to be better than animals and seek our higher purpose. These are some of the things that we have to look at. You know, a part of our main purpose is that we need to be expressing gratitude on a daily basis. You know, people will ask me, well, how you doing? And I tell them, I woke up. Because there's a lot of people that didn't wake up today, brothers and sisters. You know, I was talking to someone last night, and I said, our generation, when I was raised up in Chester, in the Philadelphia area, our generation, many of us didn't expect to make it to 21. You know, and then some people in the streets today they have that same type of attitude. You know, but Allah has allowed me to get 69 years on the planet. So if Allah allows you to get many years on the planet, what are you going to do? How are you going to change? What are you going to improve upon? Because again, there's a concept of quality assurance in business, that nothing is ever perfect. And so we have to have that same attitude in our deen. We're never perfect. We're never perfect. Only Allah is perfect. But we want to strive for goodness every day. We want to have that attitude of gratitude. That's important. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever does not thank people does not thank Allah. Again, whoever does not thank people does not thank Allah. And how do you hear that? And basically, you don't know what's going to get you across the bridge. The bridge, you know, over the hellfire. It may be that animal that you helped out one day, or that person that you helped out, you know, with fix a flat, or help give them a jump from the car, or the little change you gave to a homeless person. You don't know what will get you across that. And so it's about doing everything fi sabilillah for Allah's pleasure. That's how we have to be, and that's how we can show the gratitude. And that's, and when people do things for us, you know, a lot of times, you know, we get defensive. Oh, you shouldn't have done that. Oh, you shouldn't have said that. Just say thank you and keep it moving. Because they're getting blessings. They're getting blessings. Again, this particular hadith highlights the fact, again, that showing gratitude is a significant part of our ibadah. It's a significant part of our worship. Just being grateful. Just being grateful. And failing to do so, it's a form of ingratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, especially for us old baby boomers, you know, if you didn't come into the room, and when you come into the room and you didn't speak to an elder, you might get your head slapped off. You know, you get a consequence. You know, and again, our parents taught us, you know, to have certain amount of gratitude. You know, as Muslims, you know, we have to basically understand that. You know, there's a penalty if we didn't show gratitude, you don't say thank you, or you don't showing manners and all of that. That's the basics of the family that we would teach, that the family members would teach us. And so, and that's what Allah is saying. Just show gratitude. Be grateful. Be grateful that you wake up. Be grateful that you have what you have. The Prophet ﷺ said, don't look up, look down. In other words, don't look at the millionaires and the billionaires, but look at the people who are sleeping in the street, people who are housing insecure, people who are hungry, you know, and have a level of gratitude. I look at people as we're walking the park on a daily basis. And I asked myself, and I talked to brother, what is their story? What is their story that they're in this condition? And I say, oh, the blahim and thalik, I seek refuge in Allah from becoming that way, because everybody can sink low and everybody can be raised high, but it's based on how you participate in this deen. You know, are you praying just like the chicken pecking for feed, or are you basically, you know, praying to basically clean your heart, to instill a level of iman in your heart so that you can, you know, basically do as much good as possible. And again, as I stated, our parents, they understood the importance of gratitude. You know, and so we have to, you know, look at, you know, why do we challenge Allah when He mentions that there's a certain level of punishment for ingratitude, for people who are being ungrateful. Because He tells us, you know, if you don't show gratitude, you're going to get a punishment. You know, this particular verse, again, it highlights the importance of using our senses to recognize, again, that Allah has bestowed upon us many things, many things. Like I said, don't look up. As the Prophet said, don't look up, look down. Don't look at what people who have more than that you have. Look at the people who have less than you, and see what you can do for them, even if it's a kind word. As the Prophet also said, even a smile is charity. Because you have people walk all day, and nobody won't speak to them. You know, I tell y'all the story often about, I was in this class on suicidology, and a person said that he wouldn't kill himself if a person smiled at him. He was going towards the Golden Gate Bridge to jump off the bridge. And he walked and looked in people's faces, and one person smiled at him. He turned around, because he told his therapist, if somebody smiled at me, I wouldn't have killed myself. and somebody smiled, and the person who smiled at him did not know and does not know the power of that smile that they gave him. Saved the man's life. He got into treatment, and he was lived to tell that story. And so, again, we don't know people's stories. And so we have to be grateful that Allah has given us this deen. This deen is the supreme deen. It is the last, the Quran is the last testament. And so we have to treat it as such. We live in a society that's majority non or not yet Muslim. But are we given the da'wah? You know, are we giving the da'wah verbally, or are we giving the da'wah, you know, through our behaviors? Or are we, you know, dressing as Muslims and doing other things? Are we basically transversing the both worlds? You know, the dope world, the gangster world, and then coming to Juma, going to the masjid? No, Islam is supposed to clean that up. That's supposed to be the past, brothers and sisters. You know, we have to basically change. Allah said He does not change our condition until we change what is in our hearts. That's what we have to look at doing. In Islam, again, showing gratitude is, again, it's fundamental to our faith. An attitude of gratitude helps keep us humble. Helps to keep us humble because throughout the day, and that's why we pray the 5 times a day. You know, it's a reminder. And in between, if we're dhikring, if we're reading, if we're connecting with people in a healthy way, it helps us to maintain that level of humility. And being humble doesn't mean that you're weak. Being humble is recognition that there is a strength that comes from somewhere outside of us, and that strength has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what being humble is, that we know from Allah we come, and it's surely to Allah is our return. It's the remembrance of Allah on a daily basis that helps to strengthen our faith. And during these times, during these perilous times, specifically in this part of the world, we're going to go into problems. We have the political climate going on, and the country is divided. And so when and if and when problems start to happen, what will be your position? What will be your role? Because a lot of times they put Muslims on the menu. And so we have to be prepared. And how? What's the best way to prepare is not to just go get guns and knives and all of that stuff, but the best way to prepare is preparing your heart. Preparing your heart to be ready for any type of adversity. And then Allah will give you the inspiration as to what you need to do. You know, because we can engage in passive resistance and we can engage in active resistance. It's within our deen. We can do both. But you have to have basically a clear understanding of what tool to use. Like, you don't use a screwdriver on a boat. You know, you use the proper tool for the proper situation. You know, we have to increase our faith. And the remembrance of Allah on a daily basis helps to keep shaitan away from us, no matter in what form the shaitan comes to us. The concept of gratitude, or shukr in Arabic, it's mentioned over 70 times in the Quran, and it's one of the most important acts that we can engage upon, brothers and sisters. These are some of the things that I wanted to just bring to you today. Just been reflecting on just the importance. You know, I'm just grateful that Allah has given me the family that I have and the community that I have and the path that Allah has put me on. Because when you look back, specifically for us older brothers, you know, each period of our lives, we reach a fork in the road and we say, well, if I had taken this fork, if I went right instead of left, then this might have happened. And then, you know, you look down how Allah has been guiding us all along to this path. So these are some of the things that we have to look at. What does Allah says? And remember when the Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed, my punishment is severe. So the great gratitude is important. It's a big part of who we are supposed to be about, what we're supposed to be about. This verse, again, it emphasizes that. Again, the gratitude is not just expressing, you know, our love and appreciation, you know, for Allah, but it's a way of earning the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and avoiding the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, again, these are some of the things that we have to look at. And we don't want to be superficial about it, brothers and sisters. We don't want to display superficial gratitude, but it should be heartfelt. And again, it should be only for the pleasure of Allah. You should only do it fi sabilillah. And you know it when you feel it in your heart. If I've said anything that's inconsistent with what Allah has given us and the Prophet, peace be upon him, has taught us and role-modeled and real-modeled for us, I take full responsibility for that. And if I've said anything in which you have gained some new insight, as always, all praise belongs to Allah. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له مطلع مهم وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet and his family and his companions, and Allah increase his honor and elevate his station and grant him the highest place in paradise and bless him with your divine mercy, and O Allah bless us with his intercession on the day of judgment and forgive our sins. Amen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah is pleased with three things from his servants: that he worships him alone, that he does not associate anything with him, and that he is grateful to him. That's a Sahih Muslim hadith. He also said that gratitude for the blessing is in itself a blessing. And so, for those of you who are mathematically inclined, to just being grateful for something, basically, it's a blessing in itself. So you get multiple rewards for one action. Just being grateful, you get a blessing for that. You know, again, the actions have to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does Allah says? That I am one who is in need of nothing, but the grateful servant is the one who is in need of me. So Allah doesn't need anything from us. As human beings, we have to understand that, be humble enough to understand that Allah does not need anything from us. That's the dictate from Allah. He don't need us. We need him. You know, that's why we have to continuously reflect on what we have been given. We come from, as he says in English, affluent, despised. That was our origin. That was our origin. But as we grow, we can become arrogant. And so, brothers and sisters, we have to learn to be grateful, be humble, and also be thankful for the things that Allah has given us, and also for the things that Allah has kept from us. Allah says that He loves those who are thankful. He loves those who are thankful. So we have to look at how can we have a paradigm shift, where we basically are not, you know, inclined towards being self-centered to the point that we don't help others, that we don't, you know, basically engage in behaviors that are inconsistent with this deen. You know, we have to be of those who are striving to be the best Muslims that we can possibly be. And again, no matter how long we've been Muslim, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, there's still room for improvement. We continue to strive until we're no longer alive. We have to have that attitude of gratitude, and we have to, if we're doing things that are inconsistent, you sacrifice. Make the sacrifice. Give it up. And then Allah will give you something better. Whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, or the way you're making money, give it up if you're doing it. Allah, you got to have enough faith to know that something better is around the corner. We have to be of those who are grateful that if we have spouses in our lives. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, the best of you are those who are best to their families, not beast to their families. Best to their families. Because you have brothers and sisters who are putting their hands on each other. And so, if you look at the Prophet, peace be upon him, you don't see him ever engaging in any type of domestic violence. And so, if you got to hit them, you need to quit them. You know, these are some of the things that we have to look at. We want to be the best to our families and not the beast in our family. You know, these are some of the things that we should look at working on. You know, if there's an anger issue, there's treatment for that. Just like, people are, oh, I'm Muslim, I just pray, I'm not going to go to a counselor. You know, the Greg would say, if I get shot, don't take me to the health food store. you know, he going to go to the hospital. So you have specialists who help treat anger. You have specialists who help treat, you know, addiction. You have specialists who help treat different types of mental illnesses. So just like you get help for your physical illness, you should get help for the psychological and spiritual illnesses. You know, you just can't pray everything away. You know, you pray for guidance, and then Allah puts the necessary instruments in your way to help you to be able to make the necessary changes. You know, again, when we are grateful, we get Allah's love, we get His goodness, and we get contentment. And again, gratitude is considered to be a fundamental aspect of faith and a way to show devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also a way for us to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us great things and to express appreciation for them. That's a part of our deen. That's a part of who we are as Muslims. As Allah says, as for those who believe and do good deeds, surely we will make them live in ease, and we will most certainly give them to drink a purified drink. You know, again, as for those who do good, do good deeds, surely we make them live in ease, and we will most certainly give them to drink of purified drink. These are some of the things that we have to strive on, brothers and sisters, to be able to get our thirst, our spiritual thirst, quenched in that way. You know, we have to engage in good deeds, and we also have to show gratitude and have that, again, attitude of gratitude. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت والذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تهمنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those who have gone before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the power to bear. And overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are our protector and grant us a victory over the disbelieving people. We come in front of them.